or anybody had run for governor in America that really called out the cartels and how she was going to shut them down. And people have to understand the cartels are in thick in Arizona, particularly with money laundering through real estate, big time, big league. So this was the central issue. We've asked Carrie Lake to come on. Carrie, we had Todd Benzman on. It looks like reports are coming out that Title 42 may be lifted tonight. In fact, the Biden regime on Friday night, late, when so much of the topic of conversation was your lawsuit in this obviously stolen election in Arizona, they dumped on Friday night, late, that November was the worst month, I think, in the history of the country as far as the illegal invasion of our country, with over, I think, 200,000, more than 150,000 or 75,000 to 100,000 getaways. So just horrific numbers, which October, November combined are worse than actually a year. What is your sense in the great state of Arizona is what's going to happen, whether it's tonight the Supreme Court does it or tomorrow night or in the next couple of days? What is going to happen to the great state of Arizona when the Title 42 is lifted and Remain in Mexico is not enforced, ma'am?
Oh, the floodgates are going to open up. I mean, we know how bad it is here because we're suffering under Joe Biden's policies and a lack of leadership here in Arizona to take control of the border, which we have a right to do under the U.S. Constitution, Article 1, Section 10. But we don't have anybody in our government who's willing to do that and protect the people. We are going to see the floodgates open wide up. We're going to open wide and we're going to see people pour in like we've never seen before. And watch as we watch the drug addiction and the drug overdoses go even higher. You talked about the numbers, Steve, that you just got. November was the worst month. Wait until we see the new numbers on fentanyl overdoses, which is taking out a generation of young people. That's going to skyrocket. The cartels control Arizona. The voters went to the ballot box in November because they're fed up. And the only way to stop me from stopping the cartels was to steal an election. It's all intertwined. And we're going to watch crime go through the roof even higher than it is. We're going to watch people literally in shock when they see what happens to this great state of Arizona. If they think it's bad now with the southern invasion at our border, it's going to get only worse here in real short order. Like within, I think, 24 hours of them lifting this, we'll see big changes.
I want to make sure the global audience that watches the show understands something with Carrie Lake. I mean, with Katie Hobbs. Katie Hobbs is running, and one of the people on her ticket was actually a lawyer for the cartel, right, who ran for Secretary of State, who would be managing the elections in the future, was a lawyer for the cartels. Your message was so powerful that Abbott immediately said, oh, I'm going to declare an invasion on the southern border, too. And Ducey started putting back up the Mack trucks down the border. He was so humiliated by what you did. Is there any doubt in your mind that Katie Hobbs is by far the most radical person ever to seek office in the United States, high office, about the sovereignty of the country and the sovereignty of the states that she would purport to lead, ma'am?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, she's more radical than Gavin Newsom. And she's more dangerous because I don't think she's got a high IQ. I don't think she even realizes what the heck's going on the border. And she has no policy to change it. Her policy is to pour more money in down there to help bring in more people and deal with the crowds of people coming over. Rather than stop it, turn people around and say, do not enter. We're taking back control of the border. She is going to be a controlled, somebody who's in office, who is controlled by people above her, and they're going to be calling the shots. She will be a puppet. And she has zero plans. She wouldn't even appear on a debate stage and respect the people of the state enough to tell them what her plans are. It's despicable. And this is the reason they had to steal the election. They had to rig the election in broad daylight. They didn't care, Steve, how obvious it was. They didn't care that people who were standing in line could see right before their eyes that this election was being stolen. That is how dangerous I am to their plan to keep this state run by the cartels. At any level, they had to make sure that I could not win so that they could continue with their assault on the people of Arizona with a wide open border, with the cartels in control, pushing drugs across, trafficking people, trafficking children. It is absolutely appalling, and this state is going to go to hell in a handbasket if Katie Hobbs is allowed to take control.
This is also why she's now calling for sanctions on you. You've contested this election and really a very well, tightly argued case, which I think has huge grounds for appeal. And they took out the signature verification, which is probably the biggest aspect of it. She's calling now for sanctions on you personally, right, to shut down your voice?
I'm just looking through. It's almost comical. I mean, if I didn't laugh, I'd probably pull my hair out because of the insanity of what they did on Election Day to sabotage our sacred vote. And now they're trying to sanction me to pay for their lawyers. This is outrageous. The judge, by the mere fact that he allowed this case to go forward, he looked at our lawsuit, he allowed two of the counts to go forward, shows that it had merit. Hobbs has absolutely no respect for the law. I can't even believe that she didn't recuse herself from this botched election. And I now see why. She didn't even campaign. She didn't debate. She hid from people, hid in her basement, had no policy because she knew that she could rig the election and walk into office. And I'm telling you what, Steve, if we don't get serious about turning our elections around and restoring order and reforming them, we're not going to have a country much longer. You said we're 45 seconds to midnight. When it comes to our country, that's exactly where we are if we have rigged elections. And the fact that they want to say I had no merit with this lawsuit, I am standing up for the people of this state, the people who were done wrong on Election Day, and the millions of people who live outside of Maricopa County, whose vote was watered down by this bogus election in Maricopa County. The people of Arizona want me to stand up for them and get some answers as to what happened in our election. We really should have our elected officials doing that. Where is the governor? Why is he not standing up? Where are all these elected officials? Why are they not standing up to the way these elections are run, where they're changing the ballot on Election Day to sabotage our vote?
Yeah.
It's outrageous. And I won't stop. If they think this will make me stop, they're wrong.
Maricopa County, it's a global situation. Just ask the 40,000 dead women and children in Ukraine and the people taking the incoming shelling today in eastern Ukraine. Ask the people in Taiwan, in the South China Sea. Ask them right now how important Maricopa County was to changing the direction of this country. Ask the people in the Rio Grande Valley or the people in New York City where the mayor's asking for a $1 billion bailout. Where do we stand right now in the process? Walk our audience through. What you say you're not going to give up. How does that manifest itself today?
Well, really quickly, what you just said, all of these things are interconnected. And when we have rigged elections, Steve, this is the result. We're on the verge of a world war. We've got inflation that's out of control. We have a border that's wide open, shockingly wide open, about to get worse. We've got drugs falling into our children's hands. We have outrageous things being taught to our children in school. This is the result of stolen elections. It started even before 2020. We've got to get control of our elections. We're going to appeal this. We've sent our response when it comes to the sanction. We've sent our response over to the judge, and we think that we had absolute merit with this lawsuit, and we're going to appeal it and take it even higher because we believe that if we can even get some of these other counts, you mentioned the signature verification. If the good people of Arizona saw what constituted a fair signature on these mail-in ballots, I guarantee you they would stand up and say no more mail-in ballots. It is outrageous what they let go through as a real signature. Nobody in their right mind, if you were blind in one eye and half blind in the other, you would not have approved these signatures. And they're letting them go through by the tens of thousands.
As far as the process goes, are you going to appeal this week? Because I think the inauguration would be next week. So you're going to appeal this week?
We're appealing this week. As a matter of fact, right before I came on, I was on the phone with my attorney. I'm going to call him as soon as I'm done here, and we're going to work through our appeal plan. You know, this is a shortened window. That's why the trial came on so quickly, and we only had 2 days to prove our case. We had hundreds. We had 1,000 documents for the judge to go over, hundreds of pages for him to look through. He told us he was going to look through those before he made his ruling. We had all kinds of witnesses who worked with MCTEC, who talked about a lack of chain of custody, who talked about a lack of signature verification. We have so much evidence in this case. We wish we could have presented it to show the whole world in court. But we only had 5 hours to make our case, which is very unfortunate for the people of Arizona.
Carrie, how do people get to you on social media, and how do they get to you for the continued support in this fight?
Thank you. You can go to at Carrie Lake. I'm on Getter. I'm on Twitter. I'm on, you know, all of the usual Truth, all of that. And go to Save Arizona Fund, F-U-N-D. We could use help. Our attorneys are working really hard, and we have to pay them. And patriots are stepping forward to help pay for this case. They want to see us take this all the way to the Supreme Court. We intend to continue fighting because we know we're in the right on this, and we won't stop. So thank you, Steve.
Want everybody to go check it out. Also, her Getter and Twitter account, I can verify, is a little spicy. So it's worthwhile logging in to
you got to go to our War Room account. Carrie Lake War Room.
Carrie Lake War Room is quite spicy. Carrie, thank you very much for joining us here on the day after Boxing Day. Thank you, ma'am. Darren Beatty, Royce White, next.